الخلاق. The name of الخالق occurs in the Noble Quran in a number of places, from among which is the statement of Allah, the Exalted,
هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى.
It also occurs in the emphasized form الخلاق in two places in the Quran.
إن ربك هو الخلاق العليم أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم.
When the word خلق, creation, is used in a general sense, one of two meanings is intended. Firstly, bringing something into being and creating it without precedent. This meaning is the one in the statement of Allah, the Exalted.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ.
The second is the meaning of measuring or decreeing something. This meaning is the one in the statement of Allah.
إنما تعبدون من دون الله أوثانا وتخلقون إفكا.
For example, you decreed it among yourselves and put it forward to suit your aims. The word خلق, when used as a description of mankind, it means to decree and measure. As for the word خلق, meaning to create something and bring it into being without precedent, this is something unique to the Lord of Worlds. As he said, exalted is he, الخالق, الخلاق.
هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض.
He also said, exalted is he,
هذا خلق الله فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه.
Furthermore, Allah creating all of this creation was not for amusement, favorite, or play. Free is Allah and exalted above doing so. Rather, He created them to worship Him and to single Him out in worship.
أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم.